What do you say to young people who are asking questions like I'm asking questions now? What do you tell them and the mothers and fathers of daughters and sons who announce to them that they're gay and they don't know how to handle that? Do you have some comment?
I would tell the young person, understand that it's hard for you to realize and adjust to it. So you have to know that it would be hard for your parents to deal with it. But that's the greatest part of teenage suicide is just people not dealing with it. Thank God I never went that way because it's like I said, it's a part of my life, but it's such a little part of my life. I wouldn't change anything about my life today. In the beginning, I wanted to be normal. I wanted to be married and have children. Well, I'm very happy today with my life and lifestyle and everything about it. There's nothing I would change.
Now, there are so many support groups, too, like for parents of these children.
We have the greatest equality center here in town that's one of the two greatest in the U.S. for kids to go to. You know, I had no place to go. I didn't know what to do.
How about your mother? Was there a point where you announced to your mother?
I never announced to my mother. My mother was smart. She understood. My Francie, we discussed it. I was with someone 10 years when I was 25. My mother treated him the same as myself.
The two of you never had a real discussion about it?
No.
She knew all along, didn't she?
She knew all along, and yet the greatest affirmation, I go to a little church here, St. Jerome's, that has a gay priest. It's Anglican. We have a mixture of whites and blacks and gays and straights, a very small parish. But my mother, being the Catholic that she was, said, I'll go to church with you Sunday. And she went with me, and she took communion. I said, Mother, you know that's not Catholic church. And she said, I know that. So she started going with me. She joined that church, and she was buried in that church. They loved her. She was the oldest member, of course, of that church ever.
She has died in the last...
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, she died in 2001.
How old was she when she died?
88. Oh. She went to that church for the last 3 years of her life, and it was the best years. She was the matriarch, and they all loved her.
About the alcohol, you had a drinking problem, obviously.
I did.
When did you start drinking?
I started drinking in college.
The life of the party?
Yes, I was a funny drunk and could do things that I could never do sober. I could swing from trapezes. I've jumped on and swung from one beam to another. People encouraged me to drink, but then sliding down the banister at the Cinderella ball when you're 50 is not so fun. So I had to look at myself. Plus, I was having blackouts. I'd get home and be in a tux in my bed and think, how did I get home? So it was time to do something about it. I really thought I'd just learn how to control it. But I went to AA, and it's strange, that first meeting, I came home and I didn't drink the next day. I didn't drink the next day.
You didn't have a relapse?
I have 24 years of sobriety.
Were you going meetings every day or every week?
They said go to 90 and 90, so I tried to do that.
So then it took. Do you do AA today?
I do. I do try once a week. Since I've been sick, they've been bringing me meetings here.
And out of that, you found a spiritual connection that you hadn't felt before.
That's right. And it's like drinking. I wanted more. Thus, I found a church that I love as well.
Somebody told me that the thing that really kicked in for you to quit drinking was you were at a party and you slapped Pat Gordon in the face.
Yes, who told you that?
I can't remember now.
That's true.
Is that okay to say that here?
Oh, yeah.
So you
He said, hi, Charles, Merry Christmas, and I just slapped him across the face.
Did it?
I didn't know it.
When did you?
Till I was told.
So that was mortifying to
yes.
you, and then that was it for you for drinking.
Well, it sort of was.
He just brushed it off and didn't...
Well, he talked to me the next day about it. I had no recollection of doing that at all.